Transition and we're live. All right.
Blastercast
374.
Live in front of a studio audience.
374 from the live at the Rum Line. Kim DiGiorgio and Kim Reed
are our audience. Louder.
Crazy Carl is serving unbloodyable bloodies over there.
Crazy Carl.
Yummy.
These are amazing.
Nice job, Carl.
We have Kim Smith with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
We have Jimmy Dalpiaz with us.
I'll say hello as soon as I say.
Good morning.
Pat Dalpiaz. I'm your host, Joey Shimataro.
Good morning, Kate Van. Happy birthday, Joey. Happy New Year.
Chris McCarthy is with us. We have a podcast virgin.
Whoa!
Steve Reed. First time, one of our famous commenters.
I'm no longer a virgin.
One of our five most prolific commenters, I would say. Yeah. Susan Lipset is checking in with us.
Good morning, Susan.
I can't see all of the comments.
Because, and Joey. Good morning, Joey.
And Ralph is with us as well. There it is. All hail, Ralph.
I think Ralph's
good morning, Gloucester. It's Ralph DiGiorgio.
I think Ralph's trying to impress his wife.
See, well, if that's the case, we're going home right now.
They got a nice back room.
She's here.
Oh, that's we have a sexy studio audience today. We have Kim and Kim today.
No, Shasha's probably still in bed.
She's packing boxes.
She's packing boxes.
Did you call Charlene Shasha?
I call Charlene Shasha.
Yeah.
Look, Charlene is home packing while Chris is out playing.
Yeah. I mean, some of us have to work.
That's right.
She's packing.
I mean, me. I'm working. Next Friday. Yeah, or Friday.
If you want to help with some lugging some boxes, he'd be.
Yeah. Yeah, Charlene has every box at about 50 pounds. So. Oh, wow. Is Kate logged in?
No, Paige.
Oh, Paige from high school.
Paige Pickering.
Paige Pickering.
What's going
Joey
on,
Foot. Paige. Joey yeah. Foot.
Yes, hi, they Joey. Are, Joey.
All we need now is, we need Brenda Grimes.
Yes.
Okay, right. Brenda Grimes. We'll probably hear from Steve Reed today, too. He usually chimes in.
I think it's in the notes.
Let us know when he shows up.
I'm very shy.
He's very shy. So we had, what is that one? What are you drinking?
It's water.
It's straight vodka.
Straight vodka for Kim.
I'm so excited.
Don't let her fool you. See, normally, the last time I did a podcast at the Rum Line, it was just with Nicole Schraff.
Oh, I bet that was
And we got hammered.
Oh, boy.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry,
on that one, too.
Fred Trigley, legendary Fred Trigley, was in that one, too. So who wants to, I'm going to let Pat do the honors describing Carl's masterpiece of a bloody hit.
Oh, yes. It is adorned with the typical celery, a little olive stuck in the celery. There is a lemon and a lime and bacon and green beans in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's in a spicy green bean.
And when you
yeah, very good. Just a little
put
bit.
Put your nose nearby to it. The odor adds to the taste of the bacon, especially.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if this is live.
It adds to the taste bud of the taste.
I love it.
So it's awesome. Thank you, Carl.
I mean, it's not a limoncello martini, but...
No, and it's not a limoncello. No.
Who brought the mug?
Me.
Jeez, yeah. That's a shocker.
We need someone to pull this up to the camera.
Let me see.
I was going to put my Bloody Mary
in. Put it right up
coffee
to the camera.
Makes me poop.
my
closer, 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 closer. Perfect.
Oh,
right
what
there.
A poop.
Right there.
There it is.
What a
coffee
poop.
Makes me poop.
Pardon the shaking.
Are you wondering?
You wonder who brought that?
We had a angry person email us this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Ooh,
feedback.
Yeah. We had a person that didn't like the potty talk.
Fuck that.
No. We decided we were going to work on our swearing, so yeah, we'll right. call it, you know, because you two
right.
nookie, insensitive son of a bitches. So we're going to change things up a little
good
bit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Added to our studio audience, our illustrious studio audience.
We're sold out. Tell people, no more people.
He walked in and said, what the frig is going on here?
We had a great time at the Beauport for the Vouv pop-up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Vouv Clicquot in the snow.
They went all out.
I'm still feeling the effects.
But no snow.
I'm sorry.
In the rain. Clico in the rain is what Clico I call it.
Clico in the, that room was transformed.
They really,
they
yeah.
did a nice job.
They did. Yeah.
And we did break the record. We bought the most bottles of food in the entire place.
You get invited next time.
Ralph's crew bought 12 bottles of Ruth.
Wow. Did you get a case?
Mother's not listening.
Did you get a case discount for that?
And Kim DiGiorgio drank two by herself. Mrs. DiGiorgio. Or not Mrs. DiGiorgio.
Is that why they gave you that big bottle that I was watching all the filming in?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Yeah, no, it was
a good time. That was a lot of fun. I hope they do that again.
Yeah.
So we do have news about that, right?
Yeah, well, Ray was saying that they'd like to do that again, and the hope is to do it in February.
Yeah.
Hopefully Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah.
So
there's a little. There's
well,
a little
we're gonna have to talk to Ray because I'm away for Valentine's Day, so we're gonna have to schedule that for another weekend.
If he wants to sell another.
So Ray, if you're listening, I'm not around on Valentine's Day, so pick another weekend.
Well, you should be busy planning your Studio 54 party.
Yeah. Apparently, under the influence, I decided to book a evening to have another one of our legendary Studio 54 disco parties.
Like that.
With a bigger ball.
Oh, with a ball. Yeah.
Much bigger mirror ball, but that's a good start.
Where does this take place? At Studio 54?
Yeah, we're going to... Well, no. We're going to Studio 54. Yeah,
that doesn't exist anymore.
If you've been following along, we're talking to Ray, the general manager at Boatport. Mm-hmm. So we had a conversation with Ray talking about booking a Studio 54 party at Boatport.
Which everybody would have to come dressed in, you know, late 70s, early 80s disco attire. We'll have disco and dancing and
Danny Terrio.
So we have Patrick and Joe and Caitlin joining us. Caitlin is saying hello to Kim. I think she means all
my cousin
three kids.
My cousin. Oh, my. Three Kims. Yep. Kate says hi to all the Kims. Joe, my cousin Joe Marcantonio.
Oh, that's your cousin.
Yeah, he's down in Isla Morada, in Key West. He's
ooh, that's nice.
Is that the Keys, not Key West though?
That's the Keys.
Isla Morada. Yeah.
Yeah. Florida Keys.
He's got a great job down there. He looks like he's living the dream. Like, so all the people that moved to Florida from here that you end up knowing, what they all end up saying is, it's just a decision. You decide to live in the misery, in the snow, in the muck, or you decide to live and be comfortable. It's just a decision.
I don't want to live in the misery anymore.
Misery? It's 70 degrees out. I got flip flops.
You have a 3-year contract.
This is freaking beautiful.
Right,
3-year contract?
Yeah, 3-year contract right here.
I don't remember signing that contract.
Well, you also didn't remember getting Studio 54 either.
This is true.
We got 2 months left.
We're all on the same page.
But I think legally I'm not bound if I was under the influence.
Oh, you're probably right.
So I will check with my attorney.
Wait a second. That's what these new age people do. They don't take personal responsibility. It was someone else's.
Joe, I am part of the entitled generation.
I am
much younger than you.
Back in the day when Ralph was building nightclubs, he built Studio 54.
I didn't build Studio 54.
We know.
It was Studio 54. I came in after the fact with the rebuild. Back in the day.
Yeah. You renovated it?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes.
What year was that?
Oh, God. Okay, that was like 1985 or 6, maybe.
Okay. Jeez, we were just graduating high school.
Yeah, we graduated. You're not that much older than us. How old were you when you were doing this?
20.
Jesus, that's impressive.
15.
Did you have a pro?
I can't tell you what I did at 15. But yeah, it was my wife, of all people to be here today, she hates my New York stories.
Oh.
We should probably save those stories for a day that she's not paying attention.
Scotty Mac.
Scotty Mac in the house with the flip flops.
He's got flip flops too.
There's a vision of loveliness.
He walked into a lion's den with a pork chop.
Can you hear Bloody Marys?
Look at this guy.
I smelt them from Wisconsin.
There you go.
I did a pepe le pew all the way.
Wow. I'll follow your nose.
You got to check Scotty. Oh, what a legend.
Look at his fatigues in it.
He's got the camo.
It's a flip-flop. Yeah.
Flip-flops.
I'm still feeling the island vibe, man.
You look it.
Fresh from Jamaica. Fresh from Jamaica.
He's got the tan. He's working it.
Well, you only, I brought the warm weather with me.
Yeah.
That's what you did. Yeah, hurricane.
But you're going to leave this weekend, and I think they said it's going to be more wintry again, right?
I'm not going anywhere. I gotta go to work. So Scotty just got back from Jamaica, but Kate and I were supposed to go to Montreal. We're supposed to go to Montreal the day of, all packed, pull out the passport, and my passport was expired. So I'm gonna give people a little insider tip. This is a total insider tip because I did not know about this until the day of. You can actually get a passport same day.
Really?
Wow.
In Portsmouth, New Hampshire. For renewal.
Renewal, right.
Right.
Good point. Good point.
Good point.
From Kim. Our audience.
Kim DeGiorgio with some value-added comment. Right?
She's our technical advisor.
We got Fox News here doing our fact check.
But there are some caveats that you have to check. There's some boxes you need to check. One of the boxes is that you have to be able to provide proof of an impending trip within 2 weeks' time.
Oh,
yeah.
So want to hear the workaround for that?
Yeah.
You book a hotel in Montreal. That's cancelable. if you really just want to say you have a trip in a month. Out of the country, but you don't feel comfortable with them shipping a passport to you.
Right.
You go to Portsmouth, you book a hotel in Montreal for like the following day. You say, I need it because I'm going. And there's a $65 fee that's associated with you getting it right away, but you feel comfortable.
Right.
So only Montreal hotels are eligible?
No, anywhere out of the country. Out of the country. because if you're going there the day of, you can say, the reason I'm here is because I'm driving.
Driving.
How come you did not do that?
So we didn't realize that we could get it that quickly. We canceled our Montreal plans. We ended up doing a staycation in Boston. We went to Portland, which Portland, everybody's probably familiar with Portland as a destination.
Yeah, I love it there.
Joe, I don't know if you should have said that live on the air because Kate just sent me a text saying that U.S. Customs is surrounding the house.
How to Break the Law by Joey Shimazano.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a very useful podcast.
Yeah. The better advice, Joe, is for those of you who are traveling outside the United States, please check your passports. Make sure they're updated, not a day before your trip.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you're not married to a travel agent.
They're closing that loophole as we speak.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Like the NFL closing loopholes on the Belichick. They're closing the passport.
Good choice, Kate. Good choice.
I have to give a shout out to Carl for these buddies are fantastic.
Nice job, Carl.
Crazy Carl's in the house. You got anybody?
All hail.
By the way, if you're watching this right now, come on down. Susan Gould Caviello says, now I'm craving a Bloody Mary.
Well, yeah.
Susan, come down and be a part. Everybody, come on down to the rum line right now. We're going to be taping for another 45 minutes.
45? But anyway, we got to leave in 15.
Anyway, Portland, Maine, say you wanted to do something, you just have a weekend. Portland is a tremendous, tremendous dining and cultural destination.
Well, we were planning on going today, but you made us come for this. So.
Yeah, we had plans for today because we thought we didn't have a podcast. Today.
Yeah, Joe.
Well, Joe changes his mind like the direction of the wind.
Yeah,
I changed my underwear.
He never changes his underwear.
Drew, come on down. Drew Hale is who's with us.
Drew.
We're doing that tomorrow.
Drew, I think Drew is pounding nails at your house.
Yeah. Yeah, Drew. No, you can't come down, Drew.
Anyway, we had so we
a
went
good
to this
one
place.
For that.
Yeah,
went to this place.
It's a joke there somewhere.
We went to a place called where are we?
Portland Harbor Hotel.
We stayed at the Portland Harbor Hotel. We went to a place. We got wood-fired pizza at the Grill Room, which I highly recommend. And then we went to a place for dinner called Lio. L-I-O.
L-I-O.
L-I-O. And it had a bar. I've never seen a bar like this. That it made like three or four S's made out of wood.
I'm getting dizzy.
So people were, it extended the amount of people that could sit at the bar, and in the middle of it were the servers. And there's a tapas bar, and everything was fantastic. Highly recommend that place. And that was like, some people probably know that I think Portland has one of the highest number per capita of Michelin star rated chefs.
Really?
It's a foodie.
It's a foodie destination. Yeah, it really is. It's great.
We'll put that on the rotation list.
Duck fat. They didn't take reservations at Duck Fat.
And you're basically putting your name in the wait, and you wait for a long time with this world.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
How is the hotel?
The hotel was, I don't know when, I think it was built like probably 6 or 7, I'm not sure, maybe 10 years ago. But the decor was very Beauport-esque.
Oh, really?
Very like a modern, nautical, not tacky, not cheesy, beautiful, like really nice woodwork. This is probably not the case, but I would guess that the same designer that did there kind of worked on Beauport because it's that level of finish. Really beautiful. And so sensitive. And Portland is a walking town.
Oh, absolutely.
You stay downtown there and you can walk anywhere. So if anybody's looking for something,
that's a quick overnight trip.
And it's not a bad drive. My nephew is in the Coast Guard, recently stationed in Portland. So we've been visiting up there a little bit, and it's not a long drive. It's an easy drive.
It's like 2 hours.
And it's a beautiful city.
A little over 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's stops along the way. Portsmouth is a great stop. Newburyport's a great stop.
It's the type of city that you visit, you eat, and you drink heavily at night, and then you make a stupid decision to get a tattoo.
It is. Is that the kind of city it is?
That's what Charlene and I did.
Show them. Show us. Show everybody a tattoo.
Did you get
Chris.
Tattoos there?
Yeah.
In Portland.
In Portland, yeah. Maine.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I got my kid's initials, and then Charlene got a mermaid.
He's pointing to
down
an area
below.
That's
yeah,
that's
down area is where only underwear can cover.
Yeah.
Tom Testaverde, how you doing, Tom?
Testaverde, from the Jets.
Tom got our octopus for us for Christmas.
Octopus.
Yeah.
It used to be a topless donut shop.
Yes, oh, that's right.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Steve Reed, is this still there?
Pardon me?
I don't believe so.
Tell me how this works.
Just for our listeners, Steve Reed is loaded with useless information.
Where do they keep the donuts and how do you buy that?
Steve Reed has the floor right now. Tell us about the topless donut shop in Portland, Maine.
Well, I like
what was
donut.
The name of it?
I like donuts. I can't remember.
He's pleading the fifth now.
It was there, God. 10 plus years ago.
He's listening.
And it's next to a nudist colony.
So Steve has
a joke.
And you know the most popular, you know.
Steve still has the loyalty.
Who's the most popular guy in the nudist colony is Steve? I mean, Joe. The most popular guy in the nudist colony is the guy that can carry the most donuts.
Yeah.
Right on the beaner.
You know the most popular girl in the nudist colony?
Is
the one that can eat the most donuts.
Unless they're Corrales.
Steve has 4 or 5 loyalty cards with all the punches, all punched from the nudist donut shop, I think.
What's your favorite flavor from there?
Joe, what do they punch the cards with?
Going
there. Hey now.
Ralph, you brought him in.
He likes the cream filled.
You know, when we're on the air, Steve is filling the lines with his jokes, but in live, he clams up.
And I'm the one answering, and I have to type it. I'm laughing like crazy at yours.
That's
trying to answer.
Unbelievable.
Now we get it live, and it's there.
So we have some news about Carmelina's in the North End.
Yes.
Which is one of our favorites.
Yes, I'm not sure exactly the number, but Carmelina's is one of 3 restaurants in the country. It was ranked in the top 100 restaurants in the country.
Oh, wow.
And I think it was in the 40s. I'm not sure if it was 45th or 49th or something like that. But Carmelina's is one of our favorite restaurants. We love the carbonara. And
but Steve, that was Steve's pick when we were going to the Bruins game, wasn't it? Was that his pick?
No. Well, actually, I believe my friend Danny introduced me to Carmelina's. I introduced and Steve into Carmelina's.
Yeah. So fantastic.
It is.
So if I say let's go there, it's not because of my original. Yeah. It's because it's awesome.
It's very, very difficult to get in it. It's a very small restaurant. And getting reservations is tough as well, but it's well worth
waiting. Well, the thing of it is the, like, if you go on a Friday night at 7 o'clock and expect to get a reservation, you're probably a shit out of luck. But if you go at 3 o'clock, you know, if you make the north end, you can make into an afternoon.
Yeah, you know, the it's like Duckworth. Yeah.
So speaking of restaurants, last night my wife and I went to one of our other favorite restaurants, Beverly Toscana's. What an experience we had there last night.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is it Toscana or is it Toscana's?
So Toscana, is it Toscana's or Toscana restaurant? Yeah.
You can't ask a friend.
I can. I can phone a friend. But in any event, we had an incident last night at the restaurant.
Uh-oh.
So my wife and I walk in, and we...
Oprah.
We have a reservation for four people. So we were a little early, so we were going to get a drink at the bar. So my wife asked the hostess, can we just go to the bar and get a drink? And she said, well, there's two seats available. I think there's two people waiting for those seats. But she said, I'm going to go and check. So she goes outside and check. The people that were waiting apparently are gone. So she said, yeah, nobody's there. Go sit down and have a drink. Well, we sit down at the bar to order a drink. And the bartender, who has been there a while, he's got his little pink bow tie on. He's a nice guy. He comes over, he starts to place the menus down. He said, no, we're just having a drink. We have a reservation. We're going to sit down. And he said, oh. So he took the menus and plates away, turns around and walked away. Never asked us if we wanted a drink. So now we see there's a little scuttlebutt at the hostess station pointing them over in our direction. And now the manager's asking the bartender about the seats. I know, Chris. I have to paint the whole picture. Long of the short is, all of a sudden, the bartender in front of the entire restaurant points to Kim and I and said, these two snuck in. Whoa. Now, you know me, I don't say much. In my head,
horrified.
In my head, I saw myself jumping over the bar, taking a bottle and smashing this guy in the face. But that was on the inside. On the outside, we were nice, and my wife said, well, the hostess said we could sit down. Along with the short is, we said, we'll get up and let the people sit down that were waiting for the seats. Lo and behold, they're sitting in the two-top on the table behind us already and weren't waiting for seats. So the guy made a scene, looked like a complete asshole.
What was the name of this place? Toscana.
Toscana, yeah.
Steve Reed shouldn't have done that.
So are they dead to you?
So no, basically, we just said, we got up, we told the manager, go pump, let the people sit there. He was very nice about it. And I just said to him simply, it's not the way your bartender behaves. I said, he completely handled
the story, anyone with a pink bow tie.
Right, he handled it inappropriately.
Well, the moral of the story is we're never getting going to Toscana.
Well, yeah, you know, we're a good customer,
but we're all walking in first.
I'm not going
with that theme song.
They're gonna pee in our food. They're gonna pee in our food.
Would have been really nice.
The theme song from the Godfather.
They're gonna put the pubes in. I'm joking. That's not.
We weren't looking for anything. I never looked for anything free in a restaurant, but it was the way he handled himself. It was very, very inappropriate.
This is very unlike.
You know me. I'm not.
We never bash a restaurant.
I never bash anybody, but he really pissed in my.
Well, we shouldn't have brought the
carbonara last night.
He pissed in the carbonara.
Shal's watching. Shal, how many boxes? Let's go.
Shasha, come on, we gotta get you moving.
Let's go, my back hurts.
So tell me. Chris.
Yes.
You have a topic that you'd like to discuss.
And it better not be about poop.
The topic is, would you pass the citizenship test?
Yes. All right. I was listening to the radio the other day, and a lady called in, and she was all excited. She just became a U.S. citizen, and she was talking about the test that you have to take. I guess there are 100 questions you have to study, and you got to get 10 out of... you're going to get 10 questions right.
Out of 100?
So, out of 100.
Oh, I can tell you right now who drafted this.
Yeah. Did they start with a D?
I'm sure Lee
talked
to
No yeah. politics.
No, I don't know if it's 10 out of 100 or you 10 questions and you got to get so many out of the 10. But in any case, I was curious, and I meant to bring my iPad because I saved the test on my iPad. I'll bring it next week.
The long list of all the other people that are trying to get into the country.
I'm just scrolling through. Yeah, exactly. It crashed. And some of the questions were very interesting, so I'm unprepared. I forgot that was my talk.
I would be interested to see here some of the questions.
Can you remember any one of 100?
You have to name who your senators are in your state. You have to name the different branches of government. Some easy questions about who is responsible for the military. It's the president.
Who the host of Good Morning Gloucester is?
There were a couple challenging ones where...
No side talk, please.
Thank you.
I mean, we could pull it up on the phone, but to be continued next week.
That would be interesting.
Test. Yeah.
I think we should.
What I'll do is I'll pull the 10 most difficult ones.
But don't tell anybody. We'll see who gets the answer. I bet you I failed.
Oh, I'll probably.
I bet you I failed. That's why I brought it up, because I bet those of us who have been U.S. citizens since day one probably couldn't pass the damn.
Thank God I have friends in U.S. Customs.
Well, you couldn't help Joe get into Canada?
I could have easily got Joe into Canada. Getting him back in may have been a problem.
Charlene says it was all politics, nothing to do with history. You remember, honey?
Yeah.
Did she say, do you remember, honey? Or did you just add that in at the end?
I didn't know Charlene took the test.
I'm verifying it.
But
I think Charlene was much up on that, because prior to marrying Chris, she was dating Jose the landscaper when they lived in Danvers. She was
wasn't his name.
Jose the landscaper. Kim, do you know who Jose the landscaper was?
No, we said Charlene.
No, I know, but does she?
Why would my wife know Jose the landscaper?
Maybe they talked.
Actually,
we talk.
We were talking to someone. Maybe what
I cut the grass.
The pool boy.
What Charlene's bringing up.
Kim knows the pool boy.
The pool boy.
Talked to someone.
People talk.
I think we were talking to someone recently. Oh, Jen Steves. Because she was considering taking the test, because she's not a U.S. citizen.
Really?
She's a Canadian.
No, she's Canadian.
Yeah. And she just opted.
She's lived here that long.
Yeah. So she was saying you have to name like an Indian tribe. One of the Indian tribes. So I said Foxwoods, Mohegan Sun.
Elizabeth Warren.
Actually, Mohegan Sun probably would be right. Not Foxwoods.
Hey,
Mohegan. What is it?
Your son says,
No, I know.
What are we looking at?
Pocahontas.
Your son said that their hat, Brendan and Connor got the hat for you.
They did?
Yeah.
At Encore.
For the day of Brady's last game.
It's what happens when you lose $2,000, they give you a free hat.
Oh,
there's no way Chris lost $2,000 at Encore.
So Russ says the reason Jen can stay here as a Canadian citizen married to him is 10-year marriage contracts. Every 10-year marriage contract. I didn't realize.
So Russ is only married for every 10
years. That's good.
Yeah, well, Russ.
But see, now Russ is looking for a new Canadian.
Keep it moving, baby. Keep it moving.
Jesus. Russ.
Russ, who's the new Canadian woman you're looking to marry?
Well, Russ and I met a few. Russ and I met a few in Aruba that we
good
might
morning,
go,
Nicole.
Go after.
Nicole Schrath is with us. Nicole, come on down and have some drinks with us. Scotty Mack will drink with you.
What's Connor doing at Gillette?
It wasn't at Encore, he said.
Oh, he got the hat at Gillette when he went to the playoff game.
Oh, the playoff game. He lost. Ralph's toilet paper. What is this story?
Oh, this is an important topic.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I brought some samples. Who took my fucking toilet paper?
I think you crumpled it up.
No, it was in my
napkin. I wiped my face.
You.
He
it was used. Are you serious?
All right, security, we need to get him out of here. You're taking the props, and it's snot in it now.
The glass was...
He was talking about the donuts, if I remember correctly.
It was used.
He's much better on the other side of the keyboard.
It was an experiment. We tried it. We won't bring Steve again.
Now that topic's going to flop.
I'm a little upset because this was my toilet paper we were talking about.
No, I was going to give you a compliment.
I know you were. Because
I got a lot of Christmas gifts, and the best Christmas gift I got was your toilet paper. I wipe my ass
frequently. You're
going
to make me cry.
I wipe my ass frequently, and this toilet paper is the best toilet paper I've ever used.
It's soft?
It's a little thicker than I brought. This is the toilet paper that my wife buys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
thin.
Nice.
No, it's thin.
It's thin.
If you can feel Ralph's, if you can feel Ralph's, my finger constantly goes through this.
Wait. Oh. Is that your favorite?
And it's not. It's not absorbent.
So Ralph's is more a tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It stays together.
When the hell did we?
It's very well crafted.
And I have to wipe my ass on average 8 times with this toilet paper, with Ralph's toilet paper 5 times.
Which is just. In a sense, there's a savings.
Yes,
well, it's economically, it's ecologically friendly.
How much more does yours cost than the cheap crap?
Well, I buy it in quantity. I buy it by the pallet.
Yeah. So I'm buying my toilet paper from you. Right. From here.
Hey, we can do a group buy. And we can all have
I already have the contract with the toilet paper company.
You guys have to experience this toilet paper.
Listen,
I'll tell you what. I'm going to bring in next cast, I'm going to bring everybody a free roll of toilet paper.
Okay.
Jeez,
but after that, they're $29.95.
Yes. But buy now.
If you buy now, we'll give it to you.
I can't disclose that, so when I bring it, it's going to be all unwrapped.
Now listen to Mr. Whipple.
Mr. Whipple,
you lost the guys over here at the bar. I have not seen a beer shoot across the bar in a while from this guy right here. I'm sorry that we did that.
Hey, yeah,
I'm not eating.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You know, I mean, call out, jump out of the way, because that baby just went right across. So.
Fish Printer Joe is with us.
We're sorry.
So that, my last comment around the toilet paper is, why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why?
Because it got stuck in the crack.
Oh, I thought it was because it was on a road.
Alright.
Alright, next topic.
Oprah.
I would just like to say this, as long as we're on the toilet paper thing. So we have a porta potty down the wharf.
Yes, you do.
And the problem, the thing of it is it's they think that they're getting over by having this super, super thin toilet paper, right? Is. Super thin. But all you end up doing is pulling down 10 times more to make sure that your finger's not going to go through and you're going to get poop on your fingers.
Right.
So they think that they're being smart, but really they're not being smart.
Yeah.
So if they give you a good quality toilet paper, you'd probably use less. But they think they're being smart.
Yeah.
So what is that, Steve? You're so happy that you came today.
Is toilet humor a Fenwick thing?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Warren Kelly is with us too.
Hey Warren, how you doing?
How's your toilet paper, Warren?
Warren, what type of toilet paper is your preferred brand?
Yeah. So the last question is, do people, when they poop, do they fold or do they just like wrap it around their hand like in a ball?
It's a fold.
Chris wraps it like a mummy.
I do a ball. Right. I do the ball.
No, they were
complaining about
it. I have to shut up. Hi, Mary. My friend Mary's watching.
The F word.
Yeah, we can't say the F word. That's why I use the word nookie. Yeah.
Nookie.
Okay.
Or so intercourse.
Nookie, intercourse. Fornication.
Right. Intercoursing you.
You're nothing but a goddamn nookie, son of a bee. You.
One of my personal favorites.
Nookie, asshole.
Theory, coitus.
Coitus! Yeah. My wife said coitus earlier today. She said that.
Really?
She
said it.
Wow.
Scotty Mac, I have to give cred to my wife. She's the one today.
I was going
to
say, that could be the word of the week for next coitus. Week.
Coitus. Coitus is the word of the week.
On the way here.
Putting it on my
All right, coitus is the word of the week. And next week, the first person to say coitus, I'm going to save this celery stalk.
And sign it.
And sign it, and that's going to be your
is coitus. I've never seen a bigger coitus ass in my life.
Is coitus when two butterflies come together?
No, let's not get Kim started on her bird sex.
Oh, cloaca.
That's a cloaca. What the hell? You're squirting all over the computer.
You can freshen up.
Oh, wait a second.
That is a pickled...
The string bean is pickled. It's not just a regular string bean. It's pickled.
No, and Ellen Tasker that works here, she's worked here for a million years. She does the pickling.
She pickles
them. Really?
Yes. So give her a shout out.
Shout out to Ellen Tasker.
Does she sell them?
Does she sell them?
Sure she will now.
Yes.
Ellen Tasker.
By the jar.
She'll be at Cape Ann's Farmer's Market next year. Look for her in her pickled string beans.
That's really good, actually.
Buy a case of toilet paper, and we'll get you a bottle of pickled string beans.
Yeah.
Ellen, bring in some of your pickled products, and we'd love to have you on the podcast.
You have 25 minutes.
Ellen, all rise.
Jesus, what happened to your string bean? Did you see his string bean?
Jimmy has a little hook to the left there.
Jimmy, you hooked to the left?
Well, Jim, you stuck it out there, just saying.
Jimmy.
I always do.
Jesus, Jimmy.
Sorry, guys.
That, we got to take a survey of people who hook to the left versus hook to the right.
That's a whole episode.
I got a hook. Mine's got a little left hand bent.
No.
Looking outward.
Oprah.
Not looking towards.
Oh, someone hit the Oprah button.
Oprah.
Kate's view would be hooking to the right. My view would be hooking to the left.
Respect the Oprah.
Hey.
Oprah.
You'll never get a passport if you keep this up, all right?
I'm just saying.
You're listening.
Yeah, because Iran has now tapped into our session.
I can hear the zipping of Kate's suitcase right now.
So, Kim, you have a topic about, there's a tickler. Cape Ann tickler.
Oh, that was from you?
Yeah, there are ticks here on the left. So,
excuse me, pronounce that again? Ticks.
Not ticks.
No, ticks.
Ticks, like there's on a deer?
There's a tick alert.
Tick alert. Dear dog ticks.
Pasties. You need to cover your tits with the pasties so that you don't get the tick.
Over again.
How strong are these?
Yeah, no shit.
I don't know.
Kate, could you get right down here, please?
Wow. So glad I that Bloody Mary went right to his head. I'm just saying.
Gentlemen, let us.
There are ticks here year round.
There's tits all around us.
It seems that ticks are
They cover them up when it gets cold.
Don't they stand out?
They stand out.
Kate, where are you?
Kate, get out of bed, Kate.
You don't understand. I'm on this side. She's kicking me under the table.
Charlene said she thought you said tickler.
All the women thought you said tickler.
And I have a hard time hearing, and I thought you said Dirk Diggler.
A tick alert.
Oh,
not
tick,
a tickler.
Not a tickler. Tickler.
A tick alert.
A tick alert.
Tickler. A tickler.
Please check.
I think you can get those ticklers at Amazing on Route 1.
We should have Amazing on one time. Live from Amazing. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
We're looking for a representative from Amazing.
Well, Chris and I are in there once or twice a week. Left.
Frequent flyer pad.
I can settle it right now. Field research.
Field trips.
I've never been in there. We got to do some reconnaissance first.
We'll have to see if they have ticklers.
What's more embarrassing, going into CVS and buying tampons, condoms, and Depends versus going into Amazing and bumping into a friend that you know, like a neighbor?
Chris, that was 2019.
No, but this is legit. This is a true story. Oh, okay. He's not being Chris. He's making this. This is a true story.
The immigration test.
No.
If you're sticking up for him, I can hear you.
This is a true story. So answer the question. What is more embarrassing? Joe?
Well, definitely the Amazing thing. Because.
Why is that?
Because nowadays, if you're buying tampons for your wife, it shouldn't be a big deal. These guys, we drove another two of them.
Yeah. Two more now.
I gotta disagree with your comment here. You just told the whole nation which way you're hooked on the mule.
So what's more amazing?
More embarrassing than going to the store for your wife.
Oh, my wife just chimed in. Don't forget about Thursdays, 10% off if you bring the lady.
No.
No, if you bring your wife or girlfriend in on Thursday.
Charlene said they have a special. So what Amazing is a special if you bring your girlfriend or wife in, you get a 10% discount. Thursday.
You know, a lot of people say.
Charlene Ellis McCarthy.
This is the reason why the McCarthys are really moving, you know. Most people have little toy boxes in their bedroom. Charlene ran out of room, so now she has a complete walk-in toy box. So that's why she's saying that. Thursday's 10% off. I run into her occasionally.
Ever since Fifty Shades of Grey.
They used to have these little shopping carts, but ever since Charlene started going there, now they have those like BJ shopping carts. You push it up, and Charlene's walking around like this in the shopping.
So, Steve, how's everything over in your end?
Well,
he left an hour ago. Yeah.
Steve decided to start commenting via the app.
I do way better.
He is.
So,
take over. Joey's not
well,
here.
Well,
off the rails.
Joey invited me the other night. Consider it an audition. You know, we're trying to replace Chris. And we're gonna bring in one person a week, and I'll be the first.
Right.
All right. So basically,
well, sounds like 93.7.
Well, if I knew there was gonna be alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, we don't always get alcohol.
Steve Reed.
But when we
Steve
do,
Reed,
when we do.
Steve Reed commented off the rails.
He goes off the rails.
All I know is commenting.
Well, maybe we'll get lucky and a boat will come in for Joe. And
you really, yeah.
Joe has had one and he's overserved.
Hey, I don't want bloody, I want something else.
Hey, Kate.
I'm gonna have Carl make something special.
Hey, Kate, your trip to the emergency room, I think you should check Joe in instead of yourself.
Yeah, my poor Kate is not feeling well. So, Oliver's Harbor, we have an update.
Yeah, and now you're going to take the wind out of the sail, Joe?
Yeah. It's like, but anyway.
We'll make it funny. We'll make it funny.
If I pass over everybody's things, everybody gets pissed off. I'm just trying to get you settled up.
I get it. You're sharing. Okay. Alouette Harbor there was an article in the paper that they're opening up soon. One of the things I found interesting in the article was that they're going to do breakfast on the weekends. They're going to have, they're planning to go with Italian and...
This is on Main Street, right?
Yeah.
Former trio, something else.
With sushi and Brazilian choices as well.
Sushi?
That's what the article said. And then we were rocking.
And Italian.
Well, that's
interesting.
Don't forget they have sushi at the Franklin, too. Yeah. So,
right,
and
right.
And managed to mix that all together.
Right, and we were walking by and they were working, so we peeked in the windows and it looks like they're just making some minor... cosmetic
well, they took all
changes.
The Italian photos off the
wall. Which Tim is a major cosmetic change, but we anyway. So we're looking forward to that.
I love the idea
of
Oliver.
Oh my
God.
Jimmy
Ellis! Oh, no! Of all people to show up in all places.
Jimmy came to apologize. Jimmy, all right, that's good. Enough.
Of all places.
I just wanted to come by and like
And we happen to be here, so we're calling.
Do you know how many times I carried this man out of this place because he had such a great time?
Thank God we got the...
Still early.
Charlene, your father's here. Please come get him.
Thank God we got the Charlene and Amazing story
Carl.
Over.
Can you make me something?
What do you know, Chris?
I
want you to make sure that everybody...
I'm going to move for something like college.
He did.
You want a rum drink? 47.
Sure.
A what?
Rum drink.
How many
of you
US rum
run? Oh, I'll have one of those.
All right, here we go.
All right. Make it five.
Jimmy says he's buying, what?
Jimmy.
All of a sudden, I got the alligator on.
Oh, look at what time it is. I gotta go.
What? He says he's gonna make something fun. He's running for the hills. Jimmy's running for the hills when he finds out he might be on the hook.
So where were we? Oh, the new restaurant opening up.
I think she covered it.
So they're going to serve breakfast on the weekend.
On the weekend.
That's great.
Hoping to open up by the end of the month.
I got to get a... Okay, so here we have something we need to talk about. A little do people know.
We need to keep it down.
Hey.
The new audience is getting way out of hand.
Security. Scotty Mac security.
Joe, do we need a drum roll?
No, I want Fred. I want to ask Fred a question.
Fred.
What are some of the special nights at the rum line? Since we spoke about all the other things, do you still do the prime rib night?
Yeah, that's true. But we combine Saturday, early show, 6 to 8,
So, he used to say, oh my God. So he starts at 7. Lewis and Dave said, the quality decisions that he has on the Thursday nights are good. That starts at 8. Tuesday nights, we have Joe Wilkins, Douglas,
staying.
Well,
we like all the crows.
The person fell off the cliff.
It's
70
out.
Everybody grab their glass. I'm proposing to
So Fred, can you give us a little bit of the history, just briefly? How long have you owned this place? What was it before this was here?
Okay, this was the Marble Cafe. I bought it out of Magnuson pretty much. But the Gateway family, 1978, had the partners then. We ran upstairs first. And probably got it downstairs. Here's the fucking keys. It's yours.
Wow.
Thank you. And then he said, whoa. So I got the $25,000. We completely renovated the downstairs. I bought all the mahogany myself. And wow. I got it milled. All the back bar, the bar itself, all the wainscoting, everything. I got it done myself. I refinished the bar twice a year. Because we're closed Christmas and 4th of July, so those are the days that I can do it. Early in the morning, we're closed. And it's,
you probably have it down to a science.
Yeah.
That's 22 years.
It's been good.
Iconic.
We've had four different restaurants upstairs. We've got the original Rum Line. Then we had Bill Porto, remember that, Georgie Lee?
Yeah.
That crazy guy.
Good food, though.
Who had that cable show, Seduction on a Plate. He went down in a flame of...
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Good thing he's not on camera.
then we had Gordon Bear, who was the cabaret. Bar where we had sushi. We were the first place in town that had sushi. I had a sushi chef who spent 9 years as an apprentice in Japan. That's where he took the master's sushi license.
Wow.
But it was before his time. And so that didn't last. And then we opened up again. And then 2008. Financial crisis, everybody stopped going out, and so we closed it. Now it's a beautiful function room, and we rent it out very reasonably. Any of you that have been up there, you know how beautiful that room is.
That room is like a hit. A lot of people, if you're a regular at the Rum Line, you know about that room, a lot of locals know about it. It is an absolute steal. Gem, what he rents it out for,
really?
and how beautiful it is up there.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. Like, they want people drinking, so you come in here with a group of people that like animals like us. It's the perfect crew to rent that space.
We have comedy shows up there too. But
I want to go up and look at it.
It's perfect for 60, 70 people, birthday parties and stuff like that.
I know.
Yeah. It makes it look like you're on the deck of an old ship.
Yeah.
The hatch slides.
Really?
We got two dories up there. I'd be glad to take it.
Yeah, after the show, I'd love to see it.
I gotta see that.
And
Great spot for private
every
party.
Every Monday, we have Peter Seuss's group, Three Sheets of the Wind, Sea Shanties. And there's 50, 60, 70 people there.
Great name.
For the sea shanties.
How many people can you fit?
70, 80.
That's a good number.
Yeah, that's a good spot. Yeah. Really good spot. Well, thanks for having us, Fred.
Hey,
well,
cheers to you. Cheers to you.
Cheers to Fred.
Right.
You're doing such a good job with
keeping the swearing under control.
Fred's legitimately been the biggest supporter of local music in this town for now generations.
Yeah. I budget over $100,000 a year.
Wow.
Which 95% of it goes to local musicians. And we never have a cover charge.
Yeah.
We do have a tip jar, and that's how kind of the bands can.
Wow. That's great.
I think the camera can get the, we got Sunday, the 12th. So, but over there on the wall, maybe a little bit later, we'll look. We got all the bands for January, so.
Yeah. Who's the most famous band that's ever played here? Or individual?
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
I'm going to say Bobby Hebb. He sang and wrote the song Sunny. He won three Grammy Awards.
Oh,
he toured the country with the Beatles when they came over in 66.
Wow.
Because that's when his song is there. I have had Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley in the house.
Really?
But they were having dinner upstairs and he didn't want to. Susan Tedeschi's played here. Livingston Taylor's played here.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Just a few more.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Congratulations.
Great. Well, thanks again for having us, buddy. Appreciate
it. Joey.
Yeah. We went to. So are you guys going to do that, the Freeport, Maine air track down Eastern?
Yes, we're going tomorrow. We're going to have an adventure tomorrow. Yep, we got our tickets. We went online to the link that you shared last week, and they were $15 one-way tickets, 3 days in advance. We got the tickets, so that's half price.
Yeah.
For this, and we're making plans to leave from Wilbur and go to the Freeport for the day and come back, and we'll let you know how it goes.
What time does your train leave Freeport?
Leave Freeport?
Yeah, leave Freeport.
I picked the 5, it's somewhere right around 5:30. Right around 5:30 and gets back around.
Yeah, because the way it works is the 9 o'clock a.m. train that gets there, you don't get there till noon.
Right.
But the next, so there's one that leaves at 1:30, which wouldn't leave you an hour and a half, and then 5 o'clock. So you'd really 5 o'clock would be the one that makes sense to come back on.
Right. So we'll let you know how it goes. I'm excited.
Lots of
it's
pictures.
An adventure.
I want pictures on
the train, I hope.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it, and that's a good deal. It was easy to do online. Just did the whole thing right online, and it was very, very easy. So right for it.
We got to give a shout out to my sister. It was her birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Felicia. Happy birthday to
Sister Felicia.
What's in it?
Drew said my drink was empty, but he didn't see it was behind.
What is it?
Rum runner, he
said. Carl, what are we drinking now?
Tell us what we're drinking now, Carl.
Crazy Carl's Key West Rum Runner.
Crazy Carl's Key West Rum Runner.
I want to see how my pepper looks.
Rum runner. We need to give Carl an applause.
How long's Carl been here? How long's Carl been here?
I'm the newest employee.
Oh, you're the newest?
2 years.
Two years? How old is the oldest employee been here? Or how long?
Jeff and Michael were both here 30 years, but they both retired.
Retired.
You either retire or die from here.
Caroline Thompson has been here 20 years. Ellen's been here 20 years.
Wow.
God bless him.
It's a lot. It's a family atmosphere here.
That's
the people, the regulars here, are like are would consider themselves family. They're like, or even closer together than some of their own family.
Okay, we had a fire upstairs. I'm pretty sure it was arson. Anyway, it was the night before the horrible parade, which is our biggest year, our biggest day.
Biggest day, yeah.
Okay, so somebody was out to really
ruin your big day.
So the word went out. 50 people came out of nowhere, cleaned this place up.
Really?
Safathia told all the inspectors get down there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great. That's huge.
And we were able to open the same day.
Wow.
Right? We couldn't be on this side of the bar because there was still water. You know, like wow. That. But bathrooms were cleared to open. We had our cookout outside, and it was just amazing. Rosalie DeCastro, the health inspector, she said, "How did you do this?"
Family.
Cheers to family.
Cheers to the Rumblon family.
That's
they know who they are. And they know who they are. Too. This is this is the spot to watch the Horribles Parade. This is the spot to watch the Horribles Parade. They have a cookout. They also have a striper tournament. Fred, what day is the striper? Is it a certain time every year that you do the striper tournament?
Don't get me going. Okay. You know what happened to the striper tournament?
What happened?
Mark McDonough, we all know who he is, complained to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that everybody on Main Street there were having expanded their premises, right, for all the block parties. So the city was forced to permit everybody. So everybody on Main Street gets four events for the $200. They came to me and I said, you know, I just want to have my striper tournament. I've done it for 10 years. Half the cops in town go, come on. And they said, all you got to do is fill out this form and pay $300 to the Commonwealth, $200 to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. That's what happened. So I just said, no, it doesn't make any sense. Because of all the time and effort that we put into it, and because of that a-hole, I don't care.
Well, hopefully within time, someone will review all that now. And just check those out.
You can fix that in post.
Joe, you gotta slow down.
Jeez. Joe, tasty.
Take your foot off the gas pedal, Joe.
These are tasty.
You take the tape where?
Yeah.
You might have to get your stomach pumped.
Carl's wondering if you like your drink.
This is a good one.
Carl, this is fantastic.
I'm telling you.
And I have a feeling that if you had two or three of those, it would sneak up on you.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
I had a feeling that the first one snuck up on you.
Two or three.
I think the first
one.
I know
that. They used to serve, I think it was a Planter's Punch. Did you have a Planter's Punch on the menu, Fred?
Oh, yeah.
That was deadly. Deadly.
It's not on the menu anymore?
It may be.
No, it's called a rum boogie.
Rum boogie.
Rum boogie.
Carl's got his own
restaurant thing.
There you go. That will be in your...
Dangerous. Dangerous.
So is this considered a rum boogie?
No, it's not Carl's.
No, it's
Fantasy
Fizz.
It's
I have to say this.
It's the Key West.
Here we go. We got the menu.
Here's an explanation.
So this is the rum boogie.
Carl, say hi to everybody.
Say hi, Ralph.
Come on.
Okay. Where's the rum boogie? Dark rum, pineapple juice, orange, cranberry juice, and ginger ale. That's the rum boogie.
Okay. So this is light rum, dark rum, fruit juices. A little bit of Gosling's, a splash on the top, but the secret ingredient is the blackberry brandy.
Oh!
Secret.
He let it out.
It's not a secret anymore.
Hold on, we need a big. God. We need
Helps
a big.
Call for the secret ingredient.
We need a big.
Hey, wait a second. I would be remiss. I would be remiss if I did not mention.
Is this Al Shopton?
One of the most iconic nights of the year in Gloucester, Massachusetts. St. Patty's Day at the Rum Lounge.
Yes. The day.
Epic.
Epic. Right here.
Epic.
Yes.
Epic.
I believe this is where I met you.
I was just
on St. Patrick's Day.
We met you guys for the first time here.
That's right.
But I'm going to tell you right now, the Rum Line has been responsible for more marriages and divorces than any other.
I'm going to stop at the marriage.
Honey, we have to go.
You got Kyle up. Kyle wants to say something.
Oh, Fred.
Fred,
tell me, the band that plays on St. Patty's Day has played how many years in a row? 25 years in a row. And what's the name of the band?
Tom O'Brien.
Yes.
Irish band.
Great Italian band.
And he's the real deal. He does all the fun drinking songs like Give Me a Green Alligator.
And the Long Neck Goose.
Yep. And with some of the IRA songs.
No Name Neverland.
Stuff. I mean, it's just
literally wall-to-wall
people. Everybody says, and the whole town says, the corned beef and cabbage here is the best you can get.
It is.
Right here. Yeah.
We use the gray corned beef. I buy 200 pounds of it.
Oh, my God.
And it flies out of here.
Okay.
Done and done.
It's done here, honey.
Yeah,
you gotta get here early.
We couldn't go live here because it's so loud.
We
used to have a St. Patrick's Day parade. I remember my 56 Ford pickup truck with green shamrocks on it.
Wow!
And on the back of the cab said, "Follow me to a party, March 17th, 19 blank blank."
That's great.
And so we get like four or five cars, Laura Ritchie and the Cochran's, and I call the police department. I said, we're having our St. Patrick's Day parade down Main Street. It was after stores had closed, like 6-7 o'clock. And so we get in the truck, pile in the back. Of course we were.
Drinking the green beer.
So of course the first person he called.
But we had drivers. We did have drivers.
So I got a funny thing. So we go bar hopping, right? And of course they were the Downies. Yeah, Charlie Rich was like, no, no way. Like that. Everybody was good. We got to the old Blackburn Tavern. And Steve Minnell had his white Bentley, right? And he parked it right on the corner, like that. And so we went in, we all had shots of Irish whiskey.
Of course.
Stephen comes out and he goes like, you know, where's my car? And so he called the police, right? And then Jeff came out, just said, oh, I moved it up behind the American Legion. So we get back in his car, we pull around the corner, and all of a sudden,
the police pull you over.
Were you the cop?
At the time,
he dropped the dime.
That is an unbelievable story.
So we don't do that anymore. Politically incorrect.
Just stay put.
Well, hey, how about the road rally, Fred?
Annie Rochon says St. Patty's Day is the best day at the Rum Line every day. Every day is the best day at the Rum Line, for that matter, with a big heart.
What's the road rally?
Tell us about the road rally.
There you go, Fred.
My good friend Dana Todd and I used to do Paul Schaefer's road rallies, Blackburn, the studio, and we never lost one. So it's a kind of a scavenger hunt, if you follow directions, and everything. Well, when Dana died, I decided we have to have our own rally, so we call it the Captain Leisure, because that was his nickname, Captain Leisure.
Captain Leisure, that's Dana good, John. Yeah.
That's a great name.
That's a great name. So, we have it every November, and we usually have 20, 30 cars. We leave here, go all over the North Shore, got to follow directions, come back here and have a party. And you have to get stuff like signs, stuff like that. This place is covered with crap. You sign over here, private drive,
Horse is welcome.
That was taken from the Winthrop estate in
Winthrop?
Hamilton.
Oh, the Winthrop. How about the customer service?
We're not going on record with that, though.
Customer service is great.
We may or may not have seen that sign. See, Joey has on his pickup, he's got a couple of lobster traps with some signs hanging off it. Follow me to a GMG podcast.
Oh, I like that. Oh, yeah. And,
unfortunately, he rides the hell all over the place. No one knows where it is. So it could be what you, we need you, Ralph, to figure out how we're going to do that.
We're at 1 hour and 5 minutes, Joe.
There we go.
That's part of the show.
That's the that's the over alarm.
So, Kim, you want
chocolate?
Like, fire alarm.
I know.
I was going to wear shorts.
So we're going to really ramp things up now. We're going to talk about the snowy owl and bald eagle with the wildlife.
I was wondering when the first segment was
first. She was sipping my drink here.
People have been sitting on the edge. People have been sitting on the edge of their seats waiting for the wildlife.
Birds. Let it fly.
And now we're going to hear from the foremost, utmost, preemptive. She is the bird specialist.
The Dr. Ruth.
The Dr. Ruth of bird.
Animal life.
Animal bird sex expert. Kim Smith. And wait, I need to say this because a lot of people accuse you of trying to shut down Good Harbor Beach for the piping plovers. Kim is not in favor of shutting down the beach for the piping plovers. She wants to work with the people to find healthy solutions.
Right, we want to have Good Harbor Beach open for everything. That's why we work so hard so we could do it.
Including the bird sex.
Because if the chicks were killed, the feds would have shut the beach down.
We need chicks.
So anyway.
We need chicks. As men,
so
we need
us,
chicks.
Tell us, give us the update on the snowy owl and bald eagles.
So,
so
yeah, thank you. So, thank you, Peter.
Everybody wants to know why there's so many bald eagles and raptors and osprey around here now. Where we can see them for decades. But they're.
Rachel
Carson in her book Sound and Spray has really helped bring all these raptors back. And because for decades, the whole time DDT was being used, the raptors would lay the eggs, they would consume the DDT, then they would lay their eggs, and then the eggshells would be crushed. Because the DDT made the eggshells so lightweight. And now since we've had this ban on DDT for several decades, all these raptors are coming back now. So that's why we're seeing eagles and hawks and all kinds of hawks. So right now, currently, people might want to know this. There are two snowy owls at Parker River. And people ask me specifically where they are. They fly from parking lot 1 to parking lot 6, which is a huge expanse. So you just have to go and take your chances. But there's also, there's six bald eagles have been sighted around there. Two juveniles, two first hatch year, and two adults. But what was wonderful there yesterday, and it's been there for like a month, is a short-eared owl. And so we don't have that many, we don't have any short-eared owls that breed in Massachusetts anymore. We just see them on their migration, and they're beautiful. If you ever saw one, you would just fall in love. They have like black and white faces with big, huge yellow goo-goo eyes, and they just look, they're really, really sweet.
Are those the ones that eat the lollipop? How many licks?
The short-eared owls? I don't even know what you're talking about.
The Tootsie Roll.
How many licks does it take
to get to the center of
that's a commercial. They have an owl.
Are you serious? You don't know
that.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know that.
It's a commercial.
Either.
Sorry.
I didn't know it was an owl.
So if you go to Parker River, you have like I saw one yesterday, a short-eared owl. I'd never seen one before. It was beautiful. It was really amazing.
I think we should do a field trip
We should. Oh, it's
instead,
we should.
Instead of watching the NFL playoffs,
yes.
instead of grilling some yep. delicious steaks and yep. chicken wings today.
Instead of yep. going to the emergency room.
Instead of going to the emergency room with cake, I think that we should go and right. look for the birdies
right.
up in Paco Rico.
We could have a podcast, but we all have to talk like this.
No,
we have to
talking.
Make sure because you don't want to scare while we're moving.
No, people talk normally. Like, what's really cool about River is that
I want to
they,
say,
they have fencing. And so, like, you'll see, like, a gaggle of 50 photographers on one side of the fencing, the owl will be like, you know, a football field away. So people are chatting and having fun. It's great.
It's like the bird paparazzi.
It's a great, it really is. Like, if you're driving down the road in Parker River and you see like 50 cars,
you know that's the spot.
That's the spot. You have to jump.
Either that or someone got ran over in those.
Could be.
Where is Parker River for those of us who don't know?
Parker River National Wildlife Refuge. It's a beautiful federal wildlife refuge right in our own backyards. It's right on Plum Island. So Plum Island is about 3/4 of Plum Island. If you drive to the right, is the refuge. And to the left is where the residential area is.
I gotta drive to Newburyport?
Yeah, you drive. You drive.
I thought this was like in our backyard.
It's over the bridge, Chris.
Oh, that's too far. That's off the island, Kim. Chris and Joe don't leave the island.
If you take a boat, it's over the bridge.
Kim, you gotta find
I think we should take a survey.
Here in Gloucester.
Well,
see, how many people
do,
think we should continue drinking on the podcast?
Mostly we write about birds here, but Parker River is such a fabulous resource for all of it. I mean, it covers Ipswich, Topsfield, Rowley. It's just an amazing, place. We're so blessed to have it.
Mick LaFata.
Mick
LaFata.
Hey, Mick.
Mick.
Hey.
Good morning, Mick.
There's a camera right here.
Everybody's looking behind them. They don't realize it. We have 150 people in the studio audience.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, everybody.
Joe, is there time for new business?
Oh, we have new bits. Oh, no. Steve Reed wants to say something.
I have two topics.
Oh!
Stevie Reed! Reed just showed up.
None of these will take long.
Hold on, let me get the microphone back for Steve because
I'm listening.
Steve, speak into the microphone.
Wait a minute, hold on 1 second,
Steve.
We gotta give Steve a proper introduction. Steve Reed, we need to give Steve a drum roll.
Kim is cringing.
Drum roll for Steve Reed.
These are new business topics. Okay. I would like an update on the meatball contest.
That's a sore subject.
And dear to my heart.
Sore subject for Felicia and I.
I would like to be a judge of this.
Felicia.
Do we have one, or are we going to pass?
We're going to have a meatball thing.
All right, well, let's hear the BS of the week.
Wow. That's a new segment. I love it.
Kim, it's nice to know who's in my corner and who's not in my corner.
Oh, I'm definitely not in your corner on this. You've insulted me and Felicia as cooks.
That's actually true.
You have. And Safatia, by the way.
Yeah.
You've insulted myself, Safatia, and Felicia.
That's true.
And you've made comments about every single one of us as judges. But go ahead. Let's hear the...
Okay.
The crap of the day, Joe. Let me get this out of the way.
No.
You guys want to date? You want to date?
I'm not dating.
I want to date.
I'm not dating you.
Sounds like a prostitute.
Yeah, Jesus. I'm not dating you.
I'll not give you a date.
Now hold on, because I'm on vacation a lot. Let me check it.
This is the food.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Wait, all right.
When is your house going to be available?
Yeah. Super Bowl is
February 2nd, Joe.
February 2nd.
My birthday.
February 7th.
Nope. February 7th, I'm sorry. I'm away.
Here we fucking go. All right, free.
you pick one day. Let me give you some dates.
Give some time. How about March?
How about we take this offline? We're at 1:13!
And what's the other topic?
All right, the other topic, we can table this one until, you know, people are sober.
What about February 21st?
My other topic is, I want to know how much each lobster
was worth the crisp.
Oh, the update.
Yeah, a lot of people want to know.
I want to know the update.
He lost
how many lobsters?
I think it, last time we calculated, Joe, it was somewhere around $72.50 for a lobster.
No, actually, that guy was $25.
Hey!
You're allergic to lobster prices.
That's a Kim Reed.
Clean that window now.
So, Chris, here's the update.
I want the update.
The update was Chris purchased 5 lobster traps.
10.
Did he ever pay you for those, Joe?
It wasn't me. I don't own the lobster traps.
He probably didn't pay him.
He purchased 10 lobster traps.
I bought them from a well-known
lobstertrap.com.
He hauled the traps a total over the course of the whole summer 5 fucking times.
No, this is fucking CNN shit.
Ooh. Right, you tell me.
This is all fake news.
Tell me the truth. Tell me what you did.
I bought 10 lobster traps. I lost 2 immediately. I was down to 8. I hauled the traps at least 25 times.
That's bullshit.
That's a lie.
I call bullshit.
I'm out. I hauled 25 times because I was not a good lobsterman. And I was pulling to grab lobsters, but I wasn't rebaiting.
Chris, pulling them in and out of your bathtub.
You know how many times I had to rebait the traps?
So glad I brought this up.
Do you know how many times I had to rebait?
This is on you.
Bottom line is we did keep tally, and I think it came out to like $17.
Okay, I remember right. 25.
Which is cheaper than buying them at freaking Captain Joe's.
Ooh. Mick LaFada has a very serious
question.
Oh, Mick has a serious question.
Okay. When is Steve Reed moving to Gloucester?
Kim Reed's got a hand on her forehead.
Breaking news, hit it.
That's going to take me a while. I wasn't prepared for that.
So wait. I'm going to rephrase it. What is keeping you from, what are the pros and cons from you moving to Gloucester?
Okay.
And how much gas have you spent fucking coming to Gloucester?
Well, I know you don't spend any gas leaving Gloucester.
Yeah. Amen.
Which is the problem.
Yeah.
You know,
when you're moving to the
when
top.
You got Scotty Mack out there who knows the tunes.
We got a new sound guy.
Wait a minute. I think I have it now. We got breaking news? Hold on. Let's see if I can do this right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not on my game today.
Yeah, a couple of drinks. So. There we go.
UBS News. Breaking news.
All right, Steve Reed, pros and cons.
Oh, pros and cons, okay. Pros, I just love all you people. I want to be around you all the time.
Bullshit!
Two, the rum line's here. And that's important.
That's important.
Yes, it is.
Three.
Give me a minute.
It's warm here.
Yes.
It's 70.
It's a lot warmer here.
It's definitely a lot warmer
Boxford,
here.
Better motorcycle rides starting in Gloucester than anywhere else.
The lobster's better.
I believe it's in my future. I'm just not sure.
Look in the ball.
But we really don't want Steve to tell everybody that they're moving to Gloucester, because if Steve and Kim move to Gloucester, then a lot of other people are going to want to move to Gloucester.
Yeah, it'll be overpopulation.
One more update.
We got guests. We got another guest.
Hey,
151.
What is the update on who is going to be the first to buy the limited edition Asti Spumante?
Well, there's a liquor store across the street.
No.
Is that the Vroom?
No, the Asti Spumante.
The Asti Spumante.
So, I think the 21st, we're available for the meatball competition.
No, you didn't answer my question. Off the table? I believe
Mick won the Asti Spumante scripture.
It's coming?
He already has it.
I haven't heard a single thought yet, though.
Oh, does he have
a garage?
Where's
the cons?
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's in the garage.
Here's the cons.
So, the cons are running the gauntlet, get out of here, down 128. I go to Boston a lot.
But I have a new car service.
I love Boston. Yeah, I go there a lot. Yes. How often do you go now?
You can take the train.
Stephen Stanley Reed doesn't take the train.
Train's a great take.
It's right across the street from the
rum line. Great take.
Yes. You can
pre-game here at the rum line, get on the train,
yes,
go to Boston,
yes,
have dinner or go to the Bruins game, and then come back, have a nightcap at the rum line.
I also love
judges on the con. That's an X.
Yeah.
I also love going
Circle
to Newburyport,
a
Southern Maine, and it's just a hassle from here.
Well, you have to buy a boat. You have to buy a boat.
Guys to go. No, that's too far. That's too far.
That's an X by us.
Bigger. All right, so back to the meatball competition. The 21st,
when you
I am
thank
available.
Thank you, Mick, for that. For
I
that
believe
topic.
Felicia's available, and I believe Safati is available on the 21st. The three judges are all available on the 21st.
Where's the location?
Location TBD.
Can I say something, not to stir it up with you? Toscana has probably one of the best meatballs that I've ever had.
They do have a great meatball.
Yes.
Yeah. They just need to work on their
vodka. Is it better than yours?
February 21st works.
It's in the books.
Wait.
We have to have it upstairs.
Don't forget Scotty Meatball.
Scotty the Meatball.
Not me.
We have to, just so I have to check with, I have to give, I have to ask our friend,
yes,
Kate Van G. Clay.
Yeah.
But tentatively, February 21st.
Or 22nd, whatever, Friday.
So while we're, now that we've established the date is February 21st, that my wife has now put it in our social calendar.
Yep,
Who are the three judges again?
I have a question.
I'm going to tell you.
Scotty Max won.
No.
I think it's only, appropriate that Scotty Meatball be a judge.
Who's Scotty Meatball?
We got to reach out.
Who's Scotty Meatball?
We gotta reach out, Scotty Meatball.
Listen, we can only do one crisis.
Who is fucking Scotty Meatball?
And see the guy that makes the meatball. Who's Scotty Meatball?
We got one crisis.
Yeah.
You said the name. That's it.
Joey, tell us.
That's true.
Who's Scotty Meatball?
One crisis at a time. I'm with you.
Next week you can focus on something else.
I'm gonna tell you, Safathia does not like spicy food. She winces and she spits it
fine
out.
Well,
and she has a heart attack.
No, that's fine. Food.
She can be in it. She just can't be.
I would rather.
I'd rather her be in the competition.
That's what I'm saying.
Fine. So can be in the. But Felicia and I have to be judges.
Crisis.
I'm sorry. I draw the line.
I think you need to be.
I'm not going to be in it. I refuse to be in it.
Can anybody get in this contest?
Steve Reed's having these. Don't worry. We'll shoot him up.
I am going to show up and I will judge on morphine.
Safathia has been a judge at the Bluefin Blowout, if I'm not mistaken, of a
we can do that.
And I'm going to take some of Steve's knee cartilage and I'm going to put it in my meatball.
Secret ingredient. Just like blackberry brandy. Secret ingredient.
I got to go to the emergency room.
Hey, Scotty, bend over. I mean, say hello.
I got to go to the emergency room and see Kate.
Now she might need help moving out of the house right now.
Can you pick her up and take her home?
If you can get by customs.
Because we're on 3 hours and 62 minutes.
We're gonna fade it out, Ray.
Oh, Joe Stills. That's how he avoids the subject. I'm just saying. He doesn't
want
to.
I want you to make meatballs.
I'm not making my friggin' meatballs.
You have to
for
make
you
meatballs, bro.
No, I'm not.
I think Ralph's afraid. Ralph's
that's
afraid.
That's it. Tim, call the travel agency. Book a trip for February 21st.
He might be afraid.
I'm not putting up.
I think
shit.
He's afraid.
This is harassment.
He doesn't want to compete.
Yeah.
He's afraid to compete.
Yeah.
No, because listen, every week, listen to me. Yep. Every week, I come on this show and I give you my opinion
free
on my restaurants and our dining
Chef
experiences.
Man, yeah.
That's what I do. I don't come in here and make my own food and
talk about toilet
my
paper.
Food. I come in here and tell you my opinion on restaurants, local establishments that my wife and I frequently go to with our friends and what we like, what we don't like. I'm not here about my meatballs.
I remember him talking about his meatballs.
Yeah. No, I've never talked about my meatballs.
Yeah.
I just told
you
how the different types of meatballs that people have and how people make
them.
We may
have to call New York
tell you
on this one and say,
yeah, exactly.
No, call Montreal.
Call Toronto.
Call Toronto, Montreal, whatever the fuck it is.
Anyway. All right, listen, this is Gloucester Cast 374.
Holy
I want to thank everybody for coming. We're at the rum line. Thank you for Fred hosting us.
Yeah.
Thank you for Carl for making the drinks.
And all the
Scotty Mack, thank you for coming. For all the
crowd out there.
And 100 people.
100 people, our huge studio audience. Yeah. Kim DiGiorgio can lead.
And the person that complained, we only said move once.
Fuck that.
Oh. There you go. Everybody have a great day. We love you
Ralph
all.
Is what?
Take care.
Patrick, wait, see now, you know what? You